In the 14th chapter of the book of Matthew, we read about Yeshua walking on water. And we like marvel at that sensational, spectacular, glorious miracle. And we wonder, wow, is it possible that I could ever walk on water? We know that Peter walked on water. Peter said to Yeshua, beckon me to come. And Yeshua said, come. And as Peter stepped out of the boat, keeping his gaze on the eyes of Jesus, he was able to walk on water. Most of us know the story. But then Peter began to feel the wind blowing, and it took his focus off of Jesus. And then once he felt the wind blowing, he looked at the waves, he saw the waves rising. And when he felt the wind and then saw the waves, he became overwhelmed by that circumstantial material reality. And rather than being fully focused on Yeshua, he was overwhelmed by the circumstances and he sunk. And so the point is that we think, wow, could I ever walk on water? What a cool thing that would be. Many of us probably in this age will never physically walk on water, but there's something much deeper that we can do, which is the spiritual equivalent of walking on water, and really is what the miracle is even about in a deeper way. And that is, beloved, to live focused on Yeshua above our circumstances. Peter, when he focused on Yeshua, he was able to live above the threat of the winds and the waves. It was only when he allowed the circumstances in his mind that he became overwhelmed and sunk. Every day, beloved one, you and I are in a battle. Challenges, relationships, all the things we face on this side of glory. To walk on water in the Spirit, what we need to do is to stay focused on God, focused on His Word, and focused on His Holy Spirit, even in the midst of the winds and the waves of the challenges of our life. When we do that, we will in the Spirit be walking on water, and this is what Jesus is calling you and I to.